It's Friday the 19th of April. I'm Vicky Harris, Head of Learning at the Royal College of Speech and Language Therapists. I'm here with colleagues Derek Munn, Director of Policy and Public Affairs, and we're delighted to be joined by our special guest colleague, Cara McDonough, Director of Engagement and Communications. We'll be discussing what's going on in the world of speech and language therapy and how the RCSLT is supporting that. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Morning. So, Cara, I think I might start with you. Welcome back to the podcast. I wonder if we could start by talking about the member survey, please. If you could let us know where members can find it, what's the deadline, and how do those answers affect what RCSLT does, please?
So this is the first large-scale member survey that we've done since 2018. And what we're really looking to do with the survey is to better understand the membership, what members find valuable and what they would like to see us improve, and to really get under the skin of what the challenges are that members are facing. And that information will really help us shape the strategic direction for RCSLT, help us to tailor services and focus what we do so we can better support the profession and our members individually as well. It takes about 10 minutes to complete the survey, and the deadline is 9 a.m. on Tuesday, the 28th of April. We've had a good response so far, but we really do need as many members to complete this as possible. So please do check your inbox, because that's where you will have received an email with your personalised link to complete the survey. And there are also more details on our website if you've got any sort of questions about how we're running the survey this year. But yeah, this is a really key, important piece of work for us, so we really do want to hear from you.
Thank you. I will put a link in the podcast notes as well, so that if people have missed that email, that they can find it online. So thank you. Also, I hear that we've got a number of vacancies on our boards and committees at the moment. I wonder if you can tell us about those, please, and how members can get involved.
Yeah, so this is, as you say, an opportunity to get involved directly with RCSLT. This is an opportunity to help shape the organisation and the direction that we're going in. It's a way to ensure that RCSLT represents you and your community, and it's a great chance to grow your professional network and develop your leadership skills as well. So for all the roles that we've got, the time commitment isn't too onerous. There's normally a series of meetings, sort of around four a year, and you need to have time to sort of read the board papers ahead of that, but not too much of a time commitment. The roles are open to all RCSLT members, so it's not just senior leaders. Everybody's got can bring something to a committee or board role, so do think about that. You don't have to be someone in a sort of have a long term career in the profession. We want everybody to have a chance to have their say, and we're looking for a number of different committee and board roles. So we've got three roles on our finance and resources committee. We're looking for people on our professional practice and policy committee, so a hub rep for Scotland, one for Northern Ireland, and very importantly, we're looking for a new deputy chair as well. And that role would then also automatically transfer into the chairmanship role after that initial tenure. So that's a really key role for us. And then we are looking for two lay trustees, so one who has some background in HR and one in finance. And either of those roles, you don't necessarily need to be a speech and language therapist. And then finally, we've got several roles on our nominations committee. So that's not necessarily sort of the same as some of the standard committees and boards that we have, but that's the group of people who help make the decisions as to who sits on those boards and committees. So that's another kind of good opportunity to sort of understand how the governance structure works at RCSLT. The deadline for those roles is the 10th of May, so please do have a look and check out the job descriptions and consider taking up one of those positions.
That's fantastic, thanks. So great opportunities to influence in the profession, and also for, I have to say, your own CPD as well. So thank you. I'll put a link to that on the notes as well. Thank you. You're also, I understand, busy with plans for Pride Month. Can you tell us more, please?
Yeah, so this is the third year we're going to one of the Pride parades. And we're trying to make sure that we move around the country each time so that lots of members can come and join us. We're working with partnership with the SLT Pride Network, and this time we're going to be in Birmingham. And that will be Saturday, the 25th of May, and that's over the bank holiday. And the Prague marches is just a really important platform to voice the inequalities that still exist for the LGBTQIA community, as well as a sort of celebratory opportunity. So if you'd like to come along and march with us, you can sign up on our website. So please do. It'd be really lovely to have as many members there as possible.
Wonderful, thank you. Again, I'll put the link in the notes as well, so that we can ensure people can find the ways to access this. Fantastic. Are you involved in any other events coming up, Cara? Are there more things to tell members, please?
Yes, lots of events coming up. So do keep checking the website and reading e-news, because we'll keep you up to date with all the dates and the topics that we'll be covering. But the ones coming up soon are, we're continuing our series of webinars on the professional development framework. So the next one is on the 25th of April at midday. And this is going to be a deep dive into the four domains of practice. You'll also have an opportunity to see the interactive version of the professional development framework. And then we've got another one on the 22nd of May. And this will be looking at how you can use the framework to think about your career journey more broadly. So again, both of those coming up in the next big month. And then the big thing is that we will be launching a series of in-person events. We know that interaction and that opportunity to network face-to-face is really important. So we're launching a series of RCS and Key Connect events. And they will be across the country. So we'll be doing one in Wales, Scotland, two in England, one in the north and one in the south, and also one in Northern Ireland. So these will be really good opportunities to meet face-to-face with peers, meet RCSLT staff, share best practice, and discuss some of the really key issues facing the profession. We'll be announcing details of where they all are, the date, and how to book on our website next week. And as I say, we're planning lots more events and webinars and things throughout the year.
Fantastic. That's lots to get involved in then. Thank you. I wonder if I can go to you now, Derek, please. What events are coming up for you?
Thanks, Vicky. As we record, it's just ahead of Greener AHPs Week, which is the week of the 22nd of April. We've already distributed stuff about that. I mean, it's an NHS England thing, but they're very clear that all of the events are open to all AHPs. They've asked me to speak at the closing webinar about the journey that both the RCSLT as an organisation and the SLT profession is on towards sustainability. And we'll also have an announcement next week about the next step we're going to take in supporting greening SLT practice.
That's very exciting. Excellent, thanks. And then, so moving on from events now, Derek, last month, I remember you mentioned the separate nursing pay scale, the consultation on that. Has anything moved on that since we spoke last, please?
The consultation is closed. We put in our submission, which was pretty robust in its language. We said that a separate nursing pay scale would be divisive, would be unworkable, would be impractical. It wasn't only us, pretty much all the AHP organisations did, and the trade unions too. So, and we made the Nursing Times with our submission. So watching brief now, just to make sure that this doesn't go any further.
Thank you for that update. And I wonder what's going on in around the Four Nations of the UK, which will be of interest to people, please.
More good news than bad this month, but some bad. I wanted to begin by congratulating the team in Northern Ireland, where we've had enormous coverage this week for a report we've put out about early years provision and the lack thereof and the shortages. This has been partnership work with a range of organisations and people with lived experience in Northern Ireland. And it's one of these things where we're delighted that we got good media coverage, but we're sad we're in a position where we have to put out a report pointing to the challenges with early years provision in Northern Ireland. Now, the latest waiting lists for England are out. Marginal month-on-month improvement on children. Adults still worse, but across the piece, tens and tens of thousands, over 90,000 people, children and adults now on waiting lists in England and increasing year on year. So that remains a focus. Since the last podcast, the National Audit Office put out a report on the NHS England Workforce Plan, and it chimed with a lot of the things we'd said about the weaknesses in the numbers and, you know, the need for modelling to be across the whole workforce, the need for them to have a proper understanding of the number of speech and language therapists there are, the way in which apprenticeships are already growing, and the support that's needed for universities in training places. So we agreed with the National Audit Office, and we are still hoping that NHS England will talk to us across the piece. We've got good conversations, for example, around the children's workforce, but there are bits of NHS England that just aren't engaging when it comes to taking forward the workforce plan. Finally, just to give a shout out again to two Parliament petitions. Neither are ours, but we're pleased to support them both. One from Mikey Akers, a big services advocate for a practice of speech, and his Invest in SLT petition has 12,000 signatures and has had a government response now, but we want to push on to try and get enough signatures to have a parliamentary debate. And also Stammer's petition on an inclusive parliament, which is around disfluency, but also more generally around the experiences that people with communication need have had in parliament. So urge you to, I'm sure Vicky will put the hashtags in the notes, and I urge you to sign both of those parliament petitions if you haven't already.
Wonderful. Thank you, Derek. Thank you very much for today. Just to let listeners know that the next news podcast will be in a month's time, and then we will be joined by Glenn Carter, the head of the Scotland office. So we'll have a bit more of a deep dive into what's happening in Scotland at that point. Also, next week, we are putting out a podcast on looking at the value of research to the service user. So look out for that next week. Thank you very much.